Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? Welcome to another wonderful week. I'm going to cut straight to the chase because this episode is going to be a long one. So I'll get right into it. This week, I have an incredibly special guest. I introduce her in the episode, so we'll just go ahead and take it right there. All right. So today, I have an incredibly special guest on the show. She's a plant YouTuber with over 8,000 subscribers, an incredible plant collection, and to me, she is the true queen of the north. It is Nikki from Plants, Pots, and Whatnots. Hi, Nikki.
Aw, you're gonna make me blush.
Literally, the true queen of the north. Absolutely love you. I don't exactly know how long I've been watching you on YouTube, but I know that when I first started watching you, so I have something in my mouth already. God, I'm keeping that in.
Start off with a bang.
Right? I remember when I first started watching you, you just reached 1,000 subscribers. And
wow, yeah.
That's how I first really met you. And actually, that's how I first met Stacia. Because
that's right, because my giveaway, you won my 1,000 subscriber giveaway, right?
Yeah. Which is funny, because on the comments of that video, you said, comment your favorite philodendron or something like that. And I was like, strangely enough, my favorite philodendron is Philodendron Gloriosum, and that's the one that you were giving away. And then I think it was like a week later you did the giveaway for US, and like I was on break at work when your video came out. I was like, cool, I'll watch this on my lunch. So I'm eating, and then literally I saw my name, I was like, oh my god. I was like, wow, that is like that was the first and so far the only time I think I've won a giveaway. So,
aww. Yeah,
it was all from you.
Giveaway cherry gum. Right.
And I got to meet like two incredible people through that. I got to meet you and I got to meet Stacia, and I absolutely love the both of you. So it's been such a journey the past year, getting to know you guys, getting to know a lot of the people, and being able to like, you know, one, have Stacia on the show and then have you on the show. It's been so incredible. So thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I was actually listening to your one with Stacia this morning while I was getting, my eye is watering. I'm not crying, I promise. I mean, I am a sap, but my eyes tearing up and I'm over here. Oh, it's so emotional. No, I actually was listening to the one with you and Stacia this morning and I just thought it was so cute. And
yeah, that one was a blast. Yeah. She was so much fun.
Well, I hope I can live up.
You will. You already are. You're fine. You're great. Also, just a disclaimer to all the listeners, I may or may not, little ice ASMR for you guys.
Ching ching.
Right? Although I'm drinking alone, but whatever, it's fine.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm
You're being more responsible than I am, so you're fine.
You know what? Dang it. And it's Mother's Day too. And I should be enjoying a beverage. Maybe I'll wait till later. I just can't. My body just goes, girl, you're too old. Just stop.
Yeah, do it later. Like, you know, like an hour before bed, just so you can like sleep right off as soon as you're done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Good call.
All right. So when did you first start like your YouTube channel?
Okay. So I think it's actually almost been 2 years. I want to say 2 years, I think. Yeah. Because I started just before my birthday. So actually we might be on or very, very near my 2 year anniversary, like today. Ooh. I'd have to go back and check, but I think so. It was right before my birthday. And so it's been 2 years. Ooh, 2 years. That was a long answer.
I will say I did do a little digging and looked into your YouTube channel, and yeah, it said a year in terms of your planty stuff. But you have quite a fair bit of other videos before that.
Oh no, you went there. You dug.
I dug.
So Jordan and I, So Jordan and I used to love, like, we're very much the same person. We have very similar personalities, same sense of humor. We just have a lot of fun together. We were actually best friends for like 13 years before, you know, and it was never anything like romantic or anything like that when we were friends. And so we loved Snapchat. The Snapchat filters and stuff were like the funniest thing we had ever seen because, you know, I'm old and things like that are amusing.
No one uses Snapchat anymore, God.
I don't either. Come on. Anyways, so we used to do these just funny little videos, or at least we found them amusing. And then I don't even remember why it was. Somebody had said like, oh, you should put those on YouTube. And I'm like, what? Like YouTube? Like it was, okay. Anyway, dating myself. So anyways, I just threw them on there so I could share them with like friends and stuff that found them funny. And I left them there. And I actually didn't even realize that those were still there when I started my plan to YouTube. And a few people have gone back and found them. So, you know, enjoy.
Yeah, we'll see how much your views increase after this. We'll see.
Oh, no.
Everyone's going to know now.
The cat's out of the bag.
So what made you decide to start the planty part of your YouTube channel?
Well, so how it all started, I've always been into houseplants, love them. I've always been into gardening. My grandmother was a huge gardener. She used to win like awards and things like that. So I grew up around a lot of plants. And so when we moved into this house, the front yard was completely bare. It was grass. There was no curb appeal or whatever. I think there was a bachelor that lived here and he was like, you know, whatever, right? So I wanted to put in some gardens in the front. And so I got onto YouTube, as we do when we want to find out how to do things. And and I came across Garden Answer, Laura.
Yeah.
And I must have spent 3 solid days just binge watching. And you know, once you go down that rabbit hole, right? And then YouTube's like, oh, maybe you'd like this. Maybe you'd like this. And then you spend like the next 16 hours in this rabbit hole. And then it became, the whole thing, it kind of morphed because I found out, like I had some houseplants, not a lot. I had maybe 10, maybe. And then I found this community of people who made it so that it was socially acceptable to have an obscene amount of plants in your home and not be judged for it. And I was like, okay, I can get on this train. I can buy more and that's okay. So I did.
Yeah, you did.
And so here we are.
Really, yeah. Though, like you have like one of the most beautiful collections that I've ever seen.
Oh, thank like, you.
And first of all, I think it's the IKEA cabinet, right? That you just like create. Yeah. Like that thing is like literal goals. And I love how you literally made it basically like a living wall. Like that's what it looks like. And it's beautiful.
Yeah. Like I had a lot of inspiration. There's a few YouTubers that have done one and I love doing terrariums. I do it like, I love to create things. I've always been a very creative person and artistic. And so this is a really cool way to combine like my artistic creative side with my other passion, which is like houseplants. So when I do these terrariums and stuff like that, it just, you know, it's my element. It's my little bubble. And so that's kind of, but thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, out of everything in the world, why plants in particular? So I know you've grown up with them. You know, what made you decide, I'm going to do a YouTube channel on plants?
It's okay. So my kids, so my boys, my younger two boys, as the generation is, you know, they are obsessed with YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so they've been bugging me for years. Like, mom, you got to start a YouTube channel, do something, you know, like you could do it. You're like, you know, outgoing and whatever.
You're hip.
I'm hip. I'm cool. They don't think I'm hip and cool. they laugh at me instead of at me. So like, I'm like, you know those like people say like dad jokes. Mm-hmm. okay, well, the people in my life call those Nikki jokes. So if somebody tells a joke, they're like, oh, that's a Nikki joke. And I'm like, yeah, but it's so funny. Oh, anyway, so, so yeah, they were kind of like, you know, you got to do something. And I'm like, yeah, a YouTube though, like, I don't want to put myself out there. And like, I'm not, I've always been very social and obviously very chatty. If you've watched any of my videos, this is not news.
That's why I love them personally.
Oh, because I tangent like,
yeah, it's
frequently.
Great.
It's just who, you know what? It's who I am. I've had people come on there and be like, you talk too much. And I was like, girl, then click on, you know,
find
what I mean?
Someone else.
I'm just, that's who I am. That's my personality. A lot of the people that watch my channel, you know, like you said, enjoy the fact that I do that. And I'm glad you do, because I can't change it. I just
right
start talking and, you know, here we are. Would you ask me?
Why plans in particular?
Oh my goodness, that's how that got.
Talk about tangents.
Case and point. Period. Wow. Okay. So where to, oh yeah. So anyway, they were telling me like I should start a YouTube channel. So we had thought a lot about what kind of channel we could start. And then once I started like seeing this community of amazing people doing plant YouTube, it kind of was like a light bulb, like, bing, like, yeah, I can do that. What do you think, boys? And they're like, plants, mom. And I was like, plants are cool. Like, you don't even know. So it just kind of went from there. And then my first couple videos actually were when I found out that succulents were a thing, because I don't know how I missed the boat on that one. I knew like houseplants, but succulents was like a whole new world. So really when I started my channel, that's kind of what it was. It was succulents. And God, please don't go watch those videos. They're really not good.
I thought about it.
Stop thinking about it. So yeah, and so that's where it started, and then it snowballed from there, from, you know, succulents into, well, this. But yeah, so it was just, it all just came together, I guess. It was just, I don't know. It just happened.
Love that. So you kind of did mention that your boys were like, plants, really? But what does your family think of it now, and what do they think of your collection?
You know what? The kids are actually, they don't really pay any mind. They'll actually, it's funny now that, especially my youngest, now that they're doing like homeschooling and stuff like that, and they have to be like on the camera, like twice a couple weeks ago, he was like walking around the house, like showing his teacher and his entire class, like, oh, look at this plant. And, you know, they were talking about them, and it kind of got the kids involved and showing them some different plants and how, you know, it was really, really cool. And, so it was kind of embarrassing, because, you know, he's always like, you should go to subscribe to my mom. And I'm like,
oh yes, I love that. Get the youth involved.
Yeah. Baby, not everybody loves plants, you know what I'm saying? But it was really cute, and his teacher was really interested, and his teacher likes to garden. So I don't know if he subscribed to my channel or not, but if you did, hi, Mr. Hardgrove. So, and Jordan, when I first started, because I started with succulents, he was just like, okay, this is okay, but she's buying a lot of them. And I literally had this giant shelf, and it was just full of succulents. It was insane. And then, after the plant thing happened, he was like, okay, so we're not doing succulents anymore. There's a lot of plants in here all of a sudden, and they're a lot bigger. You know, you can cram a lot of succulents into a small space. Yeah. But once you start collecting Monstera and Diffenbachia and all the rest
big
of
big boys.
It, yeah. So, but he is extremely, extremely supportive of everything, of the YouTube channel, of the plants. And, you know, I'll catch him. Like, he'll wake up in the morning, pour his coffee, and he actually now will go around and look for new leaves and things like that. And I was like, but you don't want to say too much, because maybe he'll stop. So I'm just like sitting over here watching him. Like,
he's like observing, like, oh, there goes my baby.
Yeah. So he's got some plants that are his favorite and stuff too, that he is kind of more invested in, and which is cute. It's cute. And he knows a lot of names now. It's impressive.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
Did you find that growing succulents was pretty difficult? Because for me, like, I'm not that far north compared to, I'm just gonna move my mic a little bit because I'm not as far north as you are from the equator, so my light here isn't like the greatest, and I find that I personally have a very hard time growing succulents. So like when you first started with the succulents, did you like go all out and like get grow lights and stuff for that for them?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I went crazy.
I
I
love
went
that.
there. You know what? I have always been a huge proponent for like go big or go home. If you're gonna do something, dang it, do it
Go all
right.
out.
Yeah. So yeah, sure did. Sure did. Because I'm a very so when I learn something new or when I get into something new, I consume as much information as possible about it and I retain it, especially if it's something that I'm interested in. So when I started collecting succulents, I think I've probably watched every succulent video that is to be watched on YouTube. Like I really just, you know,
Wet
so
ham.
yeah, so I learned a lot about the light. I knew they needed really high light. That's not to say that I put all of those things into practice. And then once I got so many of them and then found out about these, it was like, succulent, what? And then they just went, yeah, it just went sideways. what was the question? This is gonna happen a lot. I get off, see, tangent.
I promise you answered the question. You're good. You're good. You're
Yay!
good.
Good on me.
Right? So, you know, from those few sucklings that you had to your now incredible collection, what has caring for them, like, what has it done for you?
Oh gosh, what hasn't it done? Okay, so it's so
Like
number one,
that.
it is, yeah, like it has opened up a lot of doors and avenues that never would have been available to me previous to, you know. I've got to meet some incredible people. I've got to connect with people all over the world. I've and you know that's on the grand scheme of the YouTube side of things, but as far as just like me and the plants at home, you know, my kids are all getting older. They don't really need me anymore, you know. Sad to say on Mother's Day.
Oh my God, right?
That's a turn. Oh, my bad. So my oldest, she's yeah, I see you still laughing over there.
That took me. I'm sorry.
But my oldest has left the nest. She has, you know, I have a grandson, and so and my boys
Who's
are,
adorable, by the way.
oh, he's so cute.
So cute.
I know his eyes get you. They're adorable. Anyway, so she's out, and then my boys are older. They're 11 and 13, almost 12 and 14, which is scary. My oldest son is starting high school. You know, they don't need me much anymore. So it was so nice to find a hobby that was something that I grew up with as well, that I had roots with. And it really reminds me of my grandmother too. I grew up with my grandparents. They raised me. And so it was really nice to have that, carrying that on, I guess, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? It's like a little piece of her here with me to the extreme. Like
I feel
you could
that.
see walls at my grandparents' house, whereas you come in here and you're like, do you even really have any? Or is it just like shelves?
Is there a
Yeah.
house here?
I know. It's kind of jungly in here. Like, you know, those like doormats, like, you know, just so you know, there's a lot of plants in here. I feel like mine would have like a little disclaimer. No, seriously. Like, prepare yourself.
It's like you have that one mat, and then right above it, it's like, no, seriously, just prepare.
Yeah. I don't think you understand the severity of the plant addiction here.
It sounds
Yeah.
like you need to get one of those doormats then,
I
like
totally
right
need
away.
one.
You
You know
do.
what? I'm gonna make them, I think.
You should. You
I
should.
totally
That's
should. I love DIY.
and then if you make them, you can sell them.
I suppose, yeah. I just had to figure out the only thing I haven't figured out is where to buy those, like, you know, those
Oh yeah.
brown yeah, I don't know.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Totally.
So, you know, I'm sure like the physical act of collecting the plants, taking care of them and such has been a lot of fun, but what has been some of your favorite moments so far since the start of the plant career that you have developed?
Ooh, we're digging deep. I mean, there's been a few things, obviously, the people. are amazing. I feel like everybody says that, because really it's one of those things too where if you ask anybody that deals with the public in any regard, 9 times out of 10, their favorite and their least favorite thing will be the people.
So true. Oh my God.
I was in customer service for many, many years and in different, you know, respects all throughout. And that has always been true. So definitely the people. But I think when I hit my first 100 subscribers, that was a really poignant moment for me, because I was like, that's 100 people that show up to watch my face. Why? Like, you know what I mean? It was just like such a weird concept to me. And so that first 100 was really, really special. And that's one of those things that I'm going to remember for a long time. Like, oh my God, 100 people. If you put, I said this, literally these words came out of my mouth. Think about how many people 100 is. If you put 100 people in the backyard, that's a lot of people, you know?
Yeah, because so I had the same sort of realization when I first so the platform that I use will tell you sort of the numbers and everything, and I was like, cool, you know, it's telling me how many people, and you know, like the first few months it was like average around like 20 to 30. I was like, I mean, you know, that's great, I'm doing this mostly for me, you know.
Yeah,
give it a couple of months, and then like I'm averaging like 100 people, and like part of you is like, well, it's only 100 people, and like all of these other creators are getting like thousands and thousands. And I'm thinking to myself, if I put 100 people in the space that I'm recording, you would not be able to move.
Yeah.
You know? And like, there are some people who've like talked to me about starting their own podcast or starting some form of media content, and they're like, you know, like, how do you get subscribers, yada, 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 and people to listen? I'm like, honestly, when they start coming, the ones that really do like your content, they're going to start talking to you, and that's what's going to get you motivated, even if it's just 2 or 3 people.
Right.
And then once you see your numbers and you're like, I have like only like 100 people, I'm like, just imagine them in the room with you while you're talking.
Yeah. You yeah.
Know? For us, it's like our medium, we don't see the audience ever.
Right.
And then if you were to stick us like on a stage with that audience on like in seated in the audience, you're just like, holy shit,
horrifying.
Like I could barely room, I could barely talk to a room full of 20 people, let alone 100. So I'm just like, yeah. So yeah, I remember when I first got like, when I started reaching 100 people talking, I was like listening, I was like, whoa, that is insane. So I totally feel you there.
Yeah. And then you just try to make it. I mean, even when I was at like, you know, 10 and 20 and 50, and the more time I spent, it was like, I tried not to think about so much as like, oh, I need more people, but I wanted to make it as fun as possible for those, you know, 10 or 20 or 50 people that were watching. And by trying to do that, I had a better time, and I just have a great time doing it. And if people like the weird, quirky Nikki personality, then that's even better. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but that's okay.
But you should be. You should
totally be. Totally.
Yeah. And I think that's that's really important to remember. It's like you're doing it, like, sure, you're doing it, you know, to reach people, but you're ultimately doing it for yourself, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yep. That's why I started, and that sounds like that's why you started as well. It's for your, it's another creative outlet for yourself that involves plants.
Absolutely. Right? And I think another thing too, and I've heard other creators say this as well, is so when you first start out with doing anything, it's a little more nerve wracking. You're like, oh, I'm on a camera, I'm talking to myself, it's weird. And I think the reason, so in the beginning, I was so much more self-conscious about how I looked, what I wore, you know, things like that. And I mean, as I think we all have a level of insecurities and stuff like that. And so that was one thing for me that I had a really hard time getting past. But as of lately, you know, there's people who will watch my videos when I have no makeup on, and I will tell you, you've probably seen, it's not good. It's like, like I put on like mascara and eyeliner today just to talk to you. You know what I mean? Like I don't let anybody see me. I'm one of those people, and my family will tell you, I won't go down to the corner store to get a bag of milk. And yes, we have milk in bags. before anybody goes, what?
That much I know. That much I know about Canada.
I won't go down the street without being like properly dressed and, you know, makeup on and stuff like that. It was one of the things that my grandmother always used to instill in me. Like, you never know who you're going to run into. You right. could run into, you know, your future boss. You could run into your future husband. You never know who you're going to run into. So always make sure you go out looking your best. So that's kind of stuck in my head always. Mm-hmm. And so, now, but I when I realized that people will watch my channel and watch my videos, even if I look like, you know, like I just woke up and went, oh, we're doing a video today, which I don't often do. But I think the first time that I went on camera and I didn't have a full face of makeup and I got some really, really nice comments, I was literally in tears because I just couldn't wrap my brain around mm-hmm. the fact that people still wanted to watch. And so that kind of sunk in and I was like, wait a minute, are they watching me for my personality? Oh my. And it was like a
yes.
It was so weird. I know it may sound silly, but like that was like actually the thing that went through my head. So that was, I think, a really pivotal moment for me as far as the channel goes and really kind of just getting into my own. And now mm-hmm. it's just, you know, I am what I am. You like it or you don't, and that's okay.
Yeah, no, I feel that. And I pretty much live my life the same way where I'm like, if I'm going to leave my house, like, I am going to be dressed.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I'll put on a makeup, depending yeah. on how I'm feeling that day.
Sassy.
But, like, right? But I will be dressed. And, like, my friends know that if they ever saw me in, like, pajama bottoms or, like, sweatpants, that I'm probably not feeling good. Like, I'm probably
sick. It's a bad day.
I remember in I think it was freshman year, my first year of college, I left in sweatpants. My friends were like, are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. So I totally understand where you're coming from with that. So to be a little bit more picky, what has been your most prized plant that you've come to collect?
Oh my goodness.
Choose your favorite child. Go.
I definitely can't do that because I can't figure out which one of them I like most days. No, I'm joking. It's Mother's Day. I'm allowed to say what I want about my children. No, that I love them dearly. Gosh, that's really difficult. I mean, so many of them I love for so many different reasons. Some have really right. sentimental value that I, you know, can't get past that. And then some, you know, those plants that we've struggled with. Oh my gosh, my variegated bilotai. We all know mm-hmm. the drama. The drama.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? It's funny because I knew some of these questions were coming and you'd think I would have been prepared. But I couldn't figure this one out, even, like...
Well, oh yeah, gosh. Sometimes it's just so difficult to think about, especially with, like, the plants that you have are more, like, collector plants. So you have yeah. a lot of, like, hard-to-find, expensive plants. So, like, when you're made to choose, it's just so hard to pick, you know? So I totally get that.
Yeah, it's difficult. And, well... You know, it's funny because a lot of the plants that I have by today's market, yes, are insane. Like if I was to buy some of the plants that I have now, not back then, if I had to buy them now, like there's no way I would have them.
Yeah.
Like in retrospect, I'm like, thank you. Thank God that I, you know, bought them when I did, because a variegated bilotai now.
Oh no. My God.
No. Are you kidding me? A variegated banana? No. Like, you know,
variegated anything right now. Like as soon as you put variegated in front of it, like it inflates 3 times the price.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know what, my most probably prized ones are the ones that I have, you know, have been struggling or that I've brought back in some way, you know, those kinds of plants, my Diffenbachia, which was like, this thing is massive now, yes. but I struggled with it because it was like, you know, flopping everywhere. And I'm kind of looking at it right now because it's just sitting there beautiful. It's this big, beautiful plant. And, you know, that's just a basic plant. And it's those ones that you put that extra effort in that you had to try a little harder to make yeah. happy and grow. And those are the ones I think that probably are more special to me because we have history.
Right. And I feel like a lot of people are very, like, taken aback when you say that my favorite plant is this plant, which you can find anywhere, right? Because one of my favorite plants is my Maranta Lucanura, the variegated Maranta.
Yeah.
And like, for some people, like, nowadays, that particularly is very easy to find. But, you know, I went through a struggle with that. It was doing really well, and then everything just died. I was like, oh, no. Freaked out.
Something went wrong.
Something went wrong. But then it just grew back again.
Amazing.
And so I was like, I love you. I really do. Because it's like,
that's
right,
what I'm saying.
Right, it's right next to my bedside. You know, I look at it when I wake up. It's the first thing I see usually when I wake up. So I'm like, I love, like, that's like one of my favorite plants. Yep. So I totally feel that.
Yeah, it's those ones that, you know, are on the struggle bus, and then all of a sudden, you know, are doing great, and you're like, yes, and you feel like a god because you're like, I figured it out.
That's one of my. That's like, wow, I just, like, brought something back to life.
Yes. It's a powerful feeling, I will tell you. This living thing that is on the brink of death. And
mm-hmm.
That's how doctors must feel, don't you think?
Oh, God.
That went deep.
Probably.
Really not that deep. But yeah, like. Oh, boy.
Probably, honestly. I think if I was a doctor, I would totally feel like that.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And, you know, there has been, it was funny, and this is going to sound, I was talking to Jordan about this the other day, because this is something that, so I have killed numerous, like, common mm-hmm. plants. And I will admit, 9 times out of 10, it's almost on purpose, but not quite. It was just because, like, I guess that way, we fell out of love, and I was like,
same.
Guilty. But I think, I mean, that's okay, that stuff happens, you know. We get these plants, and especially in the beginning, you just want all of the
everything.
Yeah. So you go out and buy all of the plants, and then you're like, you know what, I really don't like all of the plants, I just like this particular variety or species or color or whatever. And so a lot of those, all of the plants that I bought in the beginning of my plant journey, when I went absolutely mental, I found out that I didn't love so much. And so they, you know, oops, got forgotten about, or like, oops, I put it on the back porch and it scorched itself in the sun, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that. But as far as my, I don't want to call them rare plants, because, you know, people get dragged for that these days.
I know.
And, you know, that's one of those. Oh, don't get me started on the whole thing. But anyways, the more uncommon, or the bougie,
harder to find.
The more difficult to find or purchase or whatever, the mm-hmm. expensive things. I have, and I'm gonna knock on wood, you're gonna hear it. I have never lost or killed completely an uncommon plant. And it's gotten to the point where something has, like, I thought that I did. I had a couple that went from, like, this, they're like these mushy little, you know, roots, and all the roots are gone, and then the stem is done, and I toss it in a bag and I put it in my greenhouse and I go, well, we'll see what happens. And the times I've done that, there's been just a little spark of hope in the plant that just kept wanting to grow. And I've been able to do that. Now, having said that, I think one plant might have gone on its way, but I mean, that's not a bad track record. And anyway, so I was talking to Jordan about it the other day, and I said, you know, like, I don't know, like, it's not something that I want to, like, well, I've never killed an uncommon plant, because it sounds really whatever, but I work really hard to take care of the plants that I have, to make sure that they're well taken care of, that they look nice. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, we need to normalize not having this amazing looking collection all the time. Plants aren't perfect. But we also need to give credit to the people who spend the time to learn about the plants and to make sure that they're healthy. And so when you see somebody that has a plant that looks really nice, maybe it's because they care and they put a lot of time and effort into those plants, you know? So just there's two sides of the coin. There's two. Where did that even start? What was the question? Oh man.
I don't actually remember. We could have went on a full tangent.
My gosh, I went like,
which is great. Honestly, I love it.
Goodness.
But yeah, no, I get that because, I don't know how many Facebook groups you're part of that are planty related, but almost every single one, it's like, oh my god, I have this yellowing leaf. You know, like, what do I do? I don't want it to die. Yeah, and like, you know, you see the overall plant and it's looking really healthy. It looks well watered and like it's got new growth. I'm like, honestly, that leaf might just be an old leaf that the plant needs to get rid of.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Yellow leaves happen.
Right. And I feel like people forget that plants are living things that need to shed old growth sometimes because that thing is just not doing its part anymore.
Right.
And so people like think like it has to be perfect all the time. Like, no, leave it be. It's doing its thing. You're good.
You plants in the wild, like if you look at any of the plants that we have in our collection actually in the wild, I will guarantee you they look far less beautiful than the ones that we keep in our home because, you know, you've got like wind and you've got animals and you've got, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. And like they're more prone to pests out there and stuff like that. So like, you know, it's sort of like reminding, like I made it like a mission for myself. When people say, I have this yellow leaf, what do I do with it? What am I doing wrong? I'm like, just looking at your plant, you're probably not doing anything wrong. It's just an old leaf.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially as a new plant parent, you want to do everything right and you want to, you know, make your plants look perfect, but that's just not going to always be a thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially when you grow a collection so incredibly quickly, it is really difficult. Like I'm home all the time now. And I have a difficult time keeping up with my collection. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of work and especially it's a lot of work to take care of them as they should be taken care of. Do you know what I mean? Like making sure things are watered when they need to be, have enough light, are fertilized and all those kinds of things that when you first start a plant journey and you collect like 30 plants all at the same time and you're not overly familiar with them and you don't know how to care for each individual one, things are going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. It doesn't mean that you suck or you don't have a green thumb or whatever. It's just, it takes time to learn these things and you have to kill a plant or make mistakes in order to learn from that and not do it the next time, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like I take pride in telling people, oh, I've killed this plant. I've killed this plant. I've killed this plant. But that just teaches me how to actually take care of the plant over time. You know,
yeah,
this is what I didn't
do
for
it. How not to do it next time. Yeah.
Right. So on that regard, where do you stand on plant apps that give you a schedule?
Oh, no. Actually, I think I posted a picture on my Instagram stories there a couple weeks ago, and it was a screenshot of this app that Instagram recommended. They're like, here, now you know when to water your snake plant every 10 to 12 days. And I went, if you want it to die. What? So yeah, I like apps that you can input information and say like, cause there is one app that I did download in the beginning when I didn't have like this, you know, and it was very customizable. I don't remember what it was, but when I have a collection like this, it's impossible to use something like that. It's just too much time. I would spend literally my entire day inputting everything. But it was really neat because you could input the type of plant, a photo of your particular plant, when you got it and all that kind of stuff. And then you could set like how often you want to water that particular plant. So it would remind you every whatever days that you enter.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. I wish I could remember what it was called. That's helpful. but yeah, I don't use it because it's just the inputting of all of everything. And if I was to input things as I watered or as I fertilized, literally impossible.
Right. And I feel like the next step from when you're taking care of plants, it's like understanding the signs that your plants are giving you when it needs to be watered, when it needs to be fertilized, when it needs to be repotted, like all that intuition, you know, and which comes with experience. There's no way of learning that right from the get-go. So sort of working back from that, do you ever feel like starting over, like getting rid of just like everything and just like I'm just gonna start over?
This is me looking at you with a gaping mouth and blinking eyes for people who can't see my face right now. Blink, blink. blink, blink. No, mm-hmm. Are you crazy? No, I honestly, it's funny because a lot of the time I'll hear people talk about like plant burnout, which is definitely a thing. And I'm mm-hmm. not saying this is a thing. I've never gotten to that point. And even with, you know, I haven't counted, but I'm
that right sounds around. Like a future video project, by the way.
Oh boy, you know how long that video will be. I should count next time I do a plant tour. I'll just count them all. We'll have like a running tally in the corners. No, but I'm probably sitting, if we're being real, between 250 to 300, in that range somewhere. Mm-hmm. Where was I going with that?
Plant burnout.
Thank mm-hmm. you. I should write notes as I talk. But yeah, I haven't gotten to the point where I'm like, ugh, I don't want to like I don't want to do anything today. My plants can die and I wouldn't care. You know what I mean? Like I never right. got to that point, which is great. And I know there's a lot of people who do, and it happens. You burn out with anything that you're overwhelmed with or whatever. But I think what's helped is when, you know, COVID happened, I lost my job. So I've been home, and so that's been really helpful too. And it was harder to balance, trickier working, you know, 40 to 50 hour weeks, and then coming home and still trying to take care of a large collection, because I had maybe more back then. Actually, I think I was probably mm-hmm. pushing 350 maybe. Wow. which is crazy. That's especially for the size of my home, it was just nuts. Like that was nuts. And that's when, you know, the plants that weren't like high priority started going, which ones can take a dive today? You guys aren't getting watered because you know, priorities. But yeah, no, plant burnout is definitely a thing, but I've never gotten to the point where I have ever thought about not wanting to do it anymore, or definitely starting over. Because mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of these plants, A, are sentimental, and B, I don't want to pay for these again, because this isn't 2 years ago anymore.
Some of them are just like way too pricey to even think about getting rid of. Like I'm working on paring down my collection only because I don't want to have to deal with stressing them out too much when I move across the country. Yes. And I'm like, well, first of all, even when I told myself I'm not going to buy any more plants, I bought more plants.
Don't lie to yourself.
Right?
Don't set false expectations. Nobody should ever tell themselves that.
Because I remember, because I remember I was like, okay, I'm not going to buy any more plants. And then I follow the Seattle Plant Store on Instagram. And he was like, I'm having a sale on Alocasia cuprea. I'm like, that's on my list.
Oh, no.
So I did the worst thing and looked on the website, saw the price. I'm like, well, shit. Okay. So now it's sitting over there in the corner. So I'm like, all right. So I'm going to have to deal with that when I have to move. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. That's one of the things Jordan says all the time. He's like, I really, like, he is adamantly against moving at this point, because he's like, I can't even fathom trying to move some of these. And, you know, some of them are rather large. I mean, I've got, you know, my chia pens is like 7 feet tall.
Huge.
It's huge. And a lot of these plants are on poles that if they're jostled too much, we could, just the idea of snapping stems and bleed, mm-hmm. no. So not to mention, we'd have to move like a few at a time. Cause you can't really, you know, stack them or anything. I can't even, these people that move with like 2-3, well, Nick Pledge just moved with like how many plants? Like 500 or something.
I don't know how he did it.
In an apartment?
I would have cried every moment.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Sob fest. For sure. Insane. Yeah. So.
And everything looks fine. All of his stuff looks fine.
Yeah. Yeah, now I suppose like moving, I think he had an overlap so he could still, you know what I mean? So he had a little bit of a window of time where he could slowly take things over, and that would be okay. But if you are moving to, like, any sort of distance, or if you have to be out of, you know, your place as you're moving into the new one, like you got to get them all out today.
Yeah.
Anxiety. Wow. Yes.
Like, so the lease on this apartment ends in the middle of July. And I'm moving into my sister's house, who's down the road, because my sister currently is doing a doctorate degree down south, and her husband is going to move down. So I asked them, hey, for the time being, while I'm working on moving across the country, can I stay at your house? He's going to be empty. She's like, yeah, that's fine. Oh, so thankfully, awesome. I have that, like, overlap between leases and everything. But then it's still the aspect of going across the country. I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to die.
Yeah, like, are you moving, like, directly onto, like, are you moving to the West Coast?
Like, Colorado. So, right to the west of the Rocky Mountains, but basically the West Coast.
Dang. Yeah. That's a long drive.
Yeah, I could do it in 2 days. I looked it up. I could do it in 2 days, but I'm going to do it in 3 just to make sure that I can get there, at like, during business hours to make sure I can get, like, keys and stuff like that.
You need to vlog that.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Do it! Yes!
That's the plan. So that might be like the first start of a, because Stacia especially, she's been so adamant about like, you need to start a YouTube channel.
You totally should, because then you can, you know, people have the visual and the audio. Like, there's a lot of people that do that now. Like, well, Rachel and Casey obviously are right. One that people are familiar with. I watch Dirty Little Secret, The Sip with Ryland Adams and Lizzie Gordon. Like, I love them like to bits. And so they have that. It's kind of nice seeing the, you know, the what behind the scenes about. What you're talking about. Yeah, if I'm like, oh, do you like my you know, I don't know, hair color today or whatever, people on the podcast are like, no. Like, no, you know, if like you're watching it, it's a fun element, so people have the option to watch it. You should.
I have thought about that, and I've thought about doing like recording the podcasts on a video as well, so I can release it on all the podcast platforms, but also release it on YouTube. So I'm working on that. It's camera equipment is more expensive than podcasting equipment, so I'm working on like getting the appropriate lens and stuff like that for that right now.
I just got an actual camera. What, maybe 6 months ago? Have I had it 6 months yet? Maybe. I think it's been about
Before then,
I did it all on my phone.
I know. Stacia was like, you have a phone. You could just use
that. Stacia, I think. I think she uses a lot of people do. And a lot of people, I know Harley had bought like a brand new camera a while back. And then she ended up switching back to her phone because it's just easier. It's more convenient.
It's easier. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And like, I recently just got like the new iPhone 12 Max Pro thing with like the 3 cameras. So I'm like, okay. Now I really have no excuse. So I might start it with the actual move to Colorado and be like, you know, this is what I have to go through emotionally the next 3 days.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it would be a really easy transition for you too, because I mean, you're already familiar with the media side, right? Mm-hmm. And you're a performer, so it's not like you're not used to performing. So
yeah, that's true.
You just mush them together, and then you have a YouTube channel. Do it. I'll be the little voice inside your head on your shoulder. You know you want to do it.
Honestly, between you and Stacia, I'm like really
bad influences.
Yeah. Honestly. Well, that also just opens up avenues for more collaborations down the line. So
totally.
Yeah. So we'll work on that. Speaking of influences, who has been some of your personal planty influences in your journey?
Oh gosh. Well, obviously Laura from Garden Answer was my first inspiration. I still love her videos. I still watch her to this day. I am itching for the May long weekend to get over so I can get out into my garden and get that done. But yeah, definitely Laura. And in the beginning, I watched a lot of Plantarina. I learned a lot from her.
Same.
Who else? And as far as like the uncommon plants, I mean, everybody knows when you watch your first Kaylee Ellen video, you're screwed. Because I mean that really opened up a whole different realm of plants and what was available and what was possible. And
I also feel
thanks like a lot Kaylee Ellen for maxing my credit card.
Well, because she is so good at not just like reporting about these rare plants, quote unquote, but like like her plant indexes, like she's literally opening up a world to these specific types of plants and like all of the plants in that technically genre, and you're just like, I didn't know these plants existed. Yeah. So like I also blame her a lot too for
totally I love it. My bank account's like, what are you doing? Stop watching her videos.
Well, it's partially the reason why I was so upset about buying a couple of the plants that I just bought recently, because I'm like, I need to save this money for this move. Why am I buying these plants?
I'll just give you more stuff to move.
That too. Oh my god.
Stop it. Yeah.
So other than those guys, anyone else? If not,
you know what? I pull inspiration from a lot of different places. You know, in the beginning, I think right now I don't have a whole lot of time for watching plant videos, unfortunately. So sometimes I'll wonder why. sometimes I'll throw things on in the background, but I'm never really like watching things, and so things just play. So people are getting all kinds of views from me that are just playing all the way through. Those two are the big ones that really started it. And then I got into like Harley. Harley was a big one. I just loved her style. I've really tried to like adopt her. I'm thinking of a word. It's not coming to me because my mouth is moving faster than my brain, which happens all the time. But I love that she is so just her. She can come on with no makeup. She's beautiful.
Very genuine.
She's very genuine. Just, this is who I am. You like me or you don't, you know? And so I've really tried to like get more into that mindset that like we were talking about earlier. So she was really a huge one and kind of has been all along. I think those are probably the big ones that really initially first kind of got the ball rolling.
Right. And those are like the huge mainstays in this community.
Yeah.
You know, usually you're like, oh yeah, I follow this. And you're just like, oh my God, I know them. Like one of my biggest highlights was meeting Nick Pileggi in person when he was working at Urban Jungle.
Oh, like, that would have been cool.
Oh, that was so cool. Like a bunch of my old college friends and I, we decided to do like a little mini reunion, and we were like, what's halfway? And I was like, Philadelphia is halfway.
Wink, wink.
I have no ulterior motive. I totally didn't drive like 3 hours early just to go to Urban Jungle. And then at the end of the trip, brought all of my friends to Urban Jungle.
Amazing. Hey, well, you know what? Great. You kill two birds with one stone. Why would you spend more gas money to go back there a second time when you can just do it all at the same time?
Exactly. And I walked home with two plants. That's where I got my Raphidophora tetrasperma.
Oh, who is awesome. Doing
lovely.
Perfect.
And my white fusion that is currently dead. So.
Oh, everybody's is dead because that plant is the devil.
Well, funny enough, this particular white fusion, it wasn't doing so hot, so I cut it. I went down to the base and then it grew again and it was doing great. And then now it's dying again. So I'm like, all right, I guess I have to cut it again.
I was going to say the only way I could keep that plant alive when I had it was to keep it in my greenhouse. And at that point, I'm like, what's the point of having it? You know, most of my collection, and I actually get asked this question a lot, like, how do you, you know, do you have your whatever it is like in the greenhouse, is that how you keep it alive? I'm like, no, it's just sitting on my shelf, you know, beside my TV or whatever. And you know, plants will adjust to a degree. A large majority, the large majority of plants will adjust to whatever conditions that you know are growing them in. But I figured, like, if I can't have a plant out on my shelf and I have to keep it in a greenhouse where nobody can see it, why bother? So what's I was point? Like,
yeah.
So I was like, so little Calathea white fusion, you're gone.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. You've been voted off the island. This is not happening.
I am so gung-ho of trying to make this work again. So I'm probably just going to cut it back and hope for the best again. But yeah, I agree with the greenhouse. Like, as much as I want one, I'm like, the only way I'm going to get a greenhouse is if I own my own property and I can build a greenhouse for me to go into and like relax and have people come in too. But if I'm gonna have a greenhouse just for the sake of growing, like, I don't know, an Anthurium waraquinium or something like that, something huge that needs the humidity, it's not the point. It's not, that's not the goal.
Yeah. You know?
I want a seat.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, even though I have my little greenhouse in the corner of my dining room, and I mean, you can technically see in there, but I want them on display. I want them to be parts of my home and my space. And
yeah, a lot of us get the plants for decor reasons also, not necessarily just to have them. Like, you want them to give you that decoration, you know, that we love with these plants. So I get that. So I'm going to combine these questions in particular. So what have been the few differences you've seen between the way Americans and Canadians see plants, and what particular plants have you seen through, like, your American followers, people that you follow, that you can't readily get in Canada?
As far as American plant people and Canadian plant people, honestly, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference. I think that plant people are plant people. We are maybe a little more insane because we have more conditions where, you know, it's harder to get plants up here. That's harder to get plants up there. So we go through great lengths to try to find things. We tend to pay a little bit more for the most part. Now, there are different regions of the US. Like, if you're down in Florida, Stacia,
I know,
where she can just get whatever she wants whenever she wants it for like $50, where I'm up here trying to search for that particular plant, I can't find it, and oh my gosh, I found it. It's how much? I'm sorry, $300? No thank you. You know what I mean? So, like, but that's down in like Florida's, let's take Florida out of the equation for
a moment. I may or may not have Stacia like on retainer for looking for plants for me.
That's the thing too, right? She can't even ship me stuff,
which sucks.
Totally. Because
your import laws are ridiculous.
Yeah, we have to actually get like an import permit, which you can do, but then you need to be extremely specific as to where, which country you're importing from. So I have to have an import permit for each country that I want to bring plants in from, and I need to put on that import permit what types of plants that I'm going to be bringing in, and each additional genus costs $10 that you need to modify your permit to bring. It's crazy.
I can't. Oh my god.
So I've just been like kind of putting off getting one because I'm like, that's just a lot, you know. Like, I understand why they happen, and I think it's very important for, you know, the countries, the different countries and their different rules, to have those rules in place so that we don't bring in, you know, things that could be a hazard to our environment. So I get it.
Yeah, I do love that aspect in particular for the laws. So I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a, by study, I'm a conservation biologist.
I did. That's so amazing.
Yeah. So
jealous.
I got lucky picking my career early.
Yeah, totally. I went through for computer networking. No joke.
To be fair, you are using that degree if you think about it.
Oh no, because it was in 2005. So basically when I graduated, everything I learned in 2005 was obsolete, and
yeah,
so I spent $25,000 on nothing.
Well, only $25,000, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a shortened course. It was like a condensed intense but condensed course, but still useless, but like, nonetheless.
But yeah, I get that having those laws imposed on a lot of the imports, you know, just thinking about the differences in the different like pests and invasive species that we have to deal with here, it's ridiculous. And a lot of it was just through careless shipping. So I do understand that. And with Canada being like, there's a lot of wilderness in Canada.
We've got lots of trees.
Right. And, you know, like, it's one of those things nowadays that people are finally, you know, seeing that it is important to preserve those wildernesses.
Absolutely.
So I do get it. But then, you know, but you're like, I just want to buy some houseplants.
Yeah.
They're not going to leave my house.
But on a selfish note, screw that. I want plants from Florida.
I mean, honestly, I would just say, like, go ahead and just get that permit for just the United States and start with just philodendron. Because, you know, for a fact that there's a bunch of philodendron out there that you want, right? And Stacia's going to be like, here, Here you go. Yeah.
Well, what we're going to try actually, because I think it's a lot when you get into a lot more foliage, and when you have soil on the roots, that's when it becomes a real problem.
Right.
So we're actually going to do a little experiment. We're gonna swap nodes. That sounds fun, doesn't it? Stop laughing. We're gonna talk about plants nodes. Here. Swapping nodes.
Send nodes.
So I was just gonna say, so literally I said to her, send me nodes. And so we are gonna try just sending actual nodes back and forth and see if it works, because we are both extremely comfortable with just like growing a plant from a node. So right. I thought, like, if we could do that, then we're winning. And it's right. cheaper to send just a node.
That is true.
And they should be able to get through customs no problem.
So, yeah, especially if it has no roots, no soil, no potential way to harbor the pests. Yeah.
Right. So we'll let you know how that works out, because that could open a plethora of possibilities.
Right. Because then, like, you know, with Stacia being on the southeast coast and me eventually being on, like, the west coast.
You know what? That's going to screw up our visitation plans. You know that? Because Stacia was supposed to drive straight up from Florida, hit you in New York, and then come over. You and I are only like 2 hours apart.
I know. We're not that far.
I know.
And I was super excited when we actually started becoming like friends. I was like, I could just drive up to Canada.
Yeah.
But then like COVID happened. So I'm like, well, no, I can't do that.
We can, you know what? We'll just drive to like the closest space, and like, I'll just throw it. We'll go down to the falls, to Niagara Falls, because there's that spot where the river is quite narrow. And I mean, I used to play ball. I'm telling you, I got an arm. And I'll just throw nodes. Send nodes. Okay, here they come. Cut.
Go long.
Yeah,
and then into the falls. At least if I'm trying to send you nodes, it's going to go right. I don't have an arm.
So. But can you catch?
It depends on what kind of catching you're talking about.
You find a baseball glove and you can catch a node in a baseball glove.
That is true. That's a bigger surface area. We'll work on that.
That went sideways, didn't it? What are we even...
Well, from plants to baseball. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Because like, you never know. The borders might start to open up again. And I'm still here through the summer. So... we'll see what happens.
Hopefully. We're still in full lockdown here.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's bad.
We're starting to loosen some of the regulations here. But then again, a good chunk of our population is fully vaccinated now. So it's been kind of nice.
We're slowly getting there. Well, I guess we had trouble getting a lot of the vaccines in and whatnot, and the numbers started spiking after the last, because I think everybody was so cooped up, and especially us here, like, well, and you know, being in like inside, if you're not like a winter person that likes to get out and do like, you know, cold it's, and I'm not, which is weird because I live in Canada, but I really hate the cold, like I get angry but it just, so when things open back up, people that normally wouldn't go out as much even wanted to get out because we've been forced to stay inside. Right. So I think people went just a little above and beyond when they went back out. And so our numbers just skyrocketed. So, you know, our government was like, okay, if you can't be good, we're going to have to put you on a timeout again. And so that's what they did. And now we're all stuck inside again because we didn't behave.
Right. Well, it just goes to show you, you know, how, what's it called? Oh, what's that word I'm thinking of? How selfish America is. Because, you know, that's how we are as a people. So we're like, oh, vaccines? Yeah, it's all for us.
Yeah, we. I mean, I don't know all the reasons. I don't want to point fingers. But maybe that a lot of them were diverted to the U.S. It's what I heard. But, you know, what we hear and what
Well, to be fair, to throw all the shade at my own country, people... don't like listening.
Like, I know you guys stole a lot of our masks. That was like a big
that too.
Thing. Yeah, that happened.
But like, you know, Americans are very prideful. You know, it's like it's
they all are, about and that's them. That's awesome though. I kind of like that to a degree. Like, don't get crazy and think you're the only country in the world or anything.
It becomes very ethnocentric after a while.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember I went back in like 2017, I went to Italy with my family, and you know, we love traveling. We're very, you know, wanting to learn about the culture. Mm-hmm. And then there's just like this group from New Jersey that's very like, I don't know why they don't do this here. I'm like, because you're in a different freaking country on a different continent.
Yeah.
Get used to their culture and learn a little something from them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So. It's funny because a lot of people from the US, and I know this was much more prevalent when I was younger. And I think with the dawn of the internet, it's not as much of a thing anymore because, you know, you can see more of what we actually are like up here. Right. But there was very much this visual of us all living in, you know, snowy covered houses and, you know, having a pet beaver and, you know, mm-hmm. riding moose a moose everywhere to work. And yeah. And don't forget Tim Hortons. We ride our moose to Tim Hortons.
Fun fact, I used to work at a Tim Hortons.
Really?
Yeah. When they were still in New York, and then like probably like 4 or 5 years ago, they like literally all of them pulled out of New York except for Buffalo.
Wow. I remember when they first opened, started opening Tim Hortons in the States, because obviously it's a Canadian mm-hmm. company. So, but I think I think they opened them in the States when like that KFC franchise purchased them.
Right? Yes.
So when it stopped becoming, you know, that's when the coffee turned to crap, by the way. It used to be great. I'll still eat a good Timbit.
I will also still eat a good Timbit. I do miss the Timbits, I will say.
They're so good, aren't they? And people are like, what are Timbits? Good. For those of you who don't know what a Timbit is, if you've never been to Tim Hortons, it is what you guys refer to as a donut hole, which I find odd because a hole is a blank space. So I'm just saying, it's a weird term.
For those of you Dunkin' Donuts lovers, it's a munchkin.
A munchkin, that's cute. I can get on board with that. It's a donut hole. I don't understand. A hole is a void.
Okay, to bring it back to the plants.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm sorry.
We really went tangent on that.
Did we ever? I don't even know how that happened. Yeah, plants.
Politics.
That tends to happen.
What do you have your eyes set on next, both for like either your collection or for your channel?
So for the collection, I mean, there's always the wish list plant, right? There's always something that we're after. Now, in my particular case, I've been asked after a particular plant for 2 years and I have not been able to get my hands on it. However, I think I found it. I think it's coming this week.
Can you spoil it or do you want to wait?
No, I'll totally spoil it. If you watch any one of my wish list videos, it's going to be completely and totally obvious. It is the Monstera aurea, and I have after that stupid plant forever. So I actually, I got another wish list plant last week because of trades. These are trades. I do not have the funds or the means. Let me tell you, YouTube's not like super lucrative. So it's not
even
like
though everyone thinks it is.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have like millions to have, you know, it be lucrative.
You have to be Jenna Marbles.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can make a living on it, and which is what I'm working myself up to, so that, you know, Jordan can work and I can, this is my job. But anyway, there's no way I could afford an aurea or this. I got a strawberry shake, which was another wish list plant, and they're from trades. Trading is the best way to get plants like that, you know. So yeah, the aurea is on my list. So that's kind of one thing. And the other thing in my plant collection that I'm working on is the wall to my right here. I'm working on making this huge, like living green wall of like hanging planters and stuff like that. I just installed a Wally grow. So that video is going to be coming out next week.
Ooh.
That was fun and messy. it's not the Wally grow's fault. It was totally my fault, but it was fun nonetheless. So as far as my plants go, that's the two things that I'm focusing on right now. As far as the channel is concerned, I mean, obviously we want it to grow. My focus right now is hitting 10K. I think 10K is like a huge, massive milestone. I was thinking potentially doing memberships because I wanted to hold off. I've been asked quite a few times like, oh, Nikki, you need to do memberships. And I just never really felt like my channel was where I felt it should be in order to spring out membership. So that might be like a 10K thing. Jordan and I are trying to put together something fun for a 10K video. Definitely a giveaway, I'm sure we'll be involved in there. But ongoing, I would just love to have this as, you know, as a source of income, as a main, you know, I'd love to turn plants, pots and whatnots into my job. I think it would be an amazing thing to be able to rely on plants as a source of income. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't have to make tons of money. I just need to supplement, you know, what my job made. Yeah. I don't need to live like super comfy. It'd be nice.
At the very least, get the bills paid.
Yeah. I just want to be able to pay my bills. That's it. Yeah. I'm a simple girl. I don't ask for much.
I feel that. So in terms of wrapping up a little bit, if there's one lesson that you've learned as a plant parent, especially with your experience now, that you want to convey to budding plant people, what would it be?
If I could just pick one.
Just one.
Okay. I would definitely say learn. Teach yourself things. I know there's the don't go out and buy like a zillion plants, and God, yes, that is a huge piece of advice. Don't do that. But you really need to learn things. And a lot of the time learning means doing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So get a couple of plants, read about those plants, observe your plants and learn what your particular plant needs are, because your plant in your home is going to be so different from anyone else's plant in anyone else's home because of things like soil and pots and humidity and right. conditions and stuff like that. So just learn, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Nice.
Because that's, yeah, consume information.
Yeah. And that's sort of the reason why I personally started my show, was like, because I was thinking YouTube and I was thinking multiple things, but I'm like, why does the world need another YouTuber, podcaster, stuff like that? I'm like,
there's a lot of them now.
Right, there is a lot of them. But the nice thing about them is that everyone grows plants differently.
Absolutely. And everybody's personality is different too.
That
and
too. I think
everybody can deliver exactly the same piece of information, but it's about the person that you're watching. You know, if you can connect with that person in some way, and everybody's going to connect with somebody else in a different way. And right. That's what's cool about social media in general.
Exactly. And just like understanding that I grow plants differently than everyone else does. So it's a great perspective to have when people are doing their research.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that's why I got started, because I was like, I want to do more plants, but does the world need another one?
The world always needs another one.
And I think that is so true, because everything is different. Everyone has a different environment. All that jazz. So it's good to get those perspectives.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And especially in different like regions and stuff like that too.
Different parts of the world.
I've had a lot of people comment on my videos like, oh my gosh, it's nice to find somebody from Canada, because, you know, let's be honest, things are a little different up here. The climate's different. The market is different. Finances are different. So, you know.
Hence Queen of the North.
I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Is that like the equivalent of Rachel's plant, madam?
Probably.
Do I need to start addressing and opening my videos like, tis I,
the queen of the north. Although you might get some clapback from any Drag Race fans.
Oh,
because you know, what, Brooklyn Heights.
Queen of the North?
Brooklyn
already?
Heights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dang.
She calls herself the Queen of the North because she was here. She did the main Drag Race, I think, 3 or 4 seasons ago, and you know they coined her the Queen of the North.
I'll be the planty queen of the north.
There we go. So last question for you. Okay. And this is sort of similar to, you know, sort of your favorite plant, if you will.
Are you going to make me think? Do I have
little
to
bit.
Brain? Oh, no. Okay.
A little bit. If you could be a house plant, what would it be? And why?
It would have to be something tough, but kind of emotional and sappy. Slightly difficult, but yet easy when you figure it out. I'm a Thai constellation.
That's exactly what I was thinking when you were giving really? Me the, I was like, this honestly sounds like a Thai constellation. And then I was like, oh, yes!
Yay! We're on the same page.
I could totally see you being a Thai constellation.
Yeah. little sparkly, but non-screen.
A little bit of flair, but also, like, familiar.
Yes. You know?
Oh my god. I'm working on getting my own pie constellation. I know that Costa Farms is going to start shelling them out commercially.
Yeah, I heard they pushed that back to like 25 or something, didn't they?
Something like that.
I don't know, something crazy.
But at that point, that means they're going to be a whole lot cheaper, which is great. But I do want a Thai constellation at some point. So
they're maybe beautiful.
Maybe if Stacia finds a cheap one for me, I'll get it from her.
She gets all the good stuff. It's no fair.
Right? Like today, so it is the 9th, by the way, for anybody listening. I just released a giveaway for a Philodendron Pastizanum for my 1-year anniversary.
Just saw that.
Yeah, and Stacia helped me out because I was like, hey, Stacia, I want to do this. Can you find me some of these? Sure. She gets everything down there. It's so unfair.
It really, really is. It really, really is. And happy anniversary, by the way. I put a little thing on my Instagram the other day. I don't know if you saw it. I didn't tag you in it. In retrospect, I should have done that. But I was like, happy anniversary. And it was like this big thing. And then you didn't comment. And I was like, probably should have tagged him. Don't know if he even saw it. Crap.
No, I didn't see it. Oh, my God.
That's okay. I wanted to share with other people how great I thought you were. So whether or not you saw it, you know, was irrelevant.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I just think you're fabulous. I love you.
Oh my God.
I love hearing you sing and stuff too. I just like sit there and I went through like your whole TikTok. videos.
When you followed me on TikTok and just started liking everything, I was like, oops, she found me.
Was it creepy?
No, I loved it.
Stalker.
If you didn't know this about me, I love attention. Validation and attention, I'm all about it.
Oh, amazing. And I love, you know what? It's even cooler and even more amazing that you can admit that, because a lot of people like clearly love attention, but they're like, oh no, I don't like it.
No, I'm not about it.
If you post yourself on social media in any type of regard, whether it is a podcast, a YouTube video, you like attention.
Right. Like some people are like, oh, just give me food and call me I'm pretty. And tell me I'm pretty. I'm like, no, tell me I'm pretty and tell me that you like me and we're good.
Forget the food. But
I'll take care of the food. It's fine. Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this for months now, because we planned to do this a while back.
I know.
We just got so busy, and you started a second channel and everything. So, like,
yeah.
Girl, you're insane.
Yes, I am.
But where can the people find you?
So you can find my planty Instagram at Plants Pots and Whatnots. And my YouTube channel is Plants Pots and Whatnots. And I think if you just type Plants Pots in there, I think I come up fairly. Up. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's where you can find me. And I would love to, you know, anybody who is not already, I would love to have more, you know, planty friends and GFPs, as my subscribers lovingly refer to themselves, my gluttons for punishment. That's what I used to call people. And
punishments for.
Yeah. They used to say, and for the gluttons for punishment who keep coming back for more, and then they started calling themselves GFPs. So that is what they are known as now.
I'm one of those GFPs.
And I love you for it.
Well, thank you again so much for coming. I am so super happy that we finally got to do this. This was so much fun. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the happy Mother's Day wish. I have the house to myself after Jordan leaves for work today, so I'm going to have a great Mother's Day.
Yes. Grab happy a drink Mother's Day. And
get
do
all
some
the kids out of the house.
Chores.
That's my get Mother's out. Day.
All right. Thank you so much, Nikki.
No problem. Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
All right. So I really hope that you enjoyed this week's interview. Nikki is fabulous and fantastic, and I love her to bits. And I was so excited and so happy when she said she would do this interview. And I have, you know, possibly a little teaser here, a future episode with her and a certain someone else. So keep an ear out for that. Don't forget to follow her on all of her social medias, Plants, Pots, and Whatnots, essentially the same for Instagram and YouTube. She has fantastic YouTube videos. Go ahead and check her out. So that's it for this week's episode. If you want to connect, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at The Plant Nook Podcast. You can also send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can also head to anchor.fm/theplantnook for other ways to support the show. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Please leave a review if you can. It's one of the best ways for other people to find this show. And I just want to share my plant love with everyone in this beautiful world. And don't forget to also check out the merch shop. Get some Plant Nook merch and show your plant fam pride. So until next week, I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.